The QEO used to increase teachers' salary and benefits by 3.8% whenever negotiations broke down between a union and school administrators. Teachers hoped that by getting rid of it, their salaries would go up even more. But that hasn't happened, with the roughly one-third of the 426 school districts reporting settled teacher contracts so far. Barry Forbes of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards says salaries and benefits might have fared better with a QEO this round.
Just in the sense that school boards typically were willing to offer the qualified economic offer. With its elimination, we see a number of school boards significantly under 3.8%. And we've been averaging between 4.1 and 4.3% total compensation increases back to 2001, 2002 to 2008, 2009.
The Wisconsin Education Association Council lobbied for the QEO's repeal for years. Christina Bry of WEAC says regardless of what happens this year, repealing it was still the right thing to do.
You know, we've been dealing with funding cuts and bleak budget pictures for years. The crisis was here before this round of negotiations, and it's been worsened, of course, by the severe state cuts to education. But we believe really that the outdated school funding system is at the root of the economic crisis that schools are facing, and that needs to be fixed.
One fix proposed by WEAC has been lifting revenue limits for schools. Forbes of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards says that would be key to boosting teachers' salaries and benefits. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.